From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 20th, 2018. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee on April 18th unanimously approved a resolution to work with the State Department of Environmental Conservation to help local first responders plan for emergencies related to the transport of crude oil by rail. Columbia County 911 Director Robert Lopez said, and I quote, "This will involve all county emergency agencies and fire departments, and it is what we call an all-hazards approach. We will discuss anything and everything that could happen in areas near the railway. It could be a fuel tank leak or a derailment. We will brainstorm possible hazards that could happen around the railways and how it applies to that area," end quote. County Emergency Manager Specialist David King said Greene County joined the DEC's Emergency Management Statewide Geographic Response Plan Initiative in January 2016 and is currently in the process of finishing its response plans. King said the plan will list potential evacuation zones, potential access points, water sources, critical facilities such as schools and prisons, and the closest additional resources. The Columbia County resolution goes to the full Board of Supervisors in May. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. has proposed a reduction in the fixed monthly rate it charges for electricity. The utility's three-year proposal, filed with the State Public Service Commission April 18th, calls for reducing the current $24 fixed rate by $3 the first year, $1 the second year, and 50 cents the third year. However, electricity use rates would incrementally increase up to 4% over 3 years. Natural gas use rates would also increase 1.5% the first year, 3.6% the second year, and 4.4% the third year. Jen Metzger, director of the group Citizens for Local Power, called the proposal, and I quote, "an important victory for families in our electricity rates because bills will be more closely tied to how much power customers actually use," end quote. Metzger said the proposed hike in natural gas use rates for the third year of the plan is too high, though. State Assembly Member Kevin Cahill, former chairman of the Assembly Standing Committee on Emergency, said he was pleased Central Hudson backed off its initial proposals for increases of 13.5% for electricity and 18.5% for gas, but was, and I quote, "disappointed that the rate hike was not stopped altogether," end quote. The Public Service Commission is accepting comments on the Central Hudson proposal through May, and you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Lorna Sherratt Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hillsdale Town Board approved at its April meeting the appointment of Katie Bell as court clerk and Terry Travel as deputy court clerk. Bell replaces Carla Ingersoll, who resigned to serve as a judge in Philmont. The court clerk position pay is $15 an hour and is budgeted for 20 hours per week. The deputy clerk's hours will be determined at a future date. The board also approved a town maintenance bid for $8,500 from the Brothers Landscaping and Contracting for gardening and mowing services. Tax collector Joe Hanselman announced that second notices have gone out to 117 households, and Deputy Supervisor Steve Tiger said interviews for summer program applicants will be held May 3rd. Tiger presided over the board's monthly meeting due to the absence of Supervisor Peter Chipkowski. The Hillsdale Town Board next meets 7 p.m. on Tuesday, May 8th, and you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And for our final story, the Daily Freeman is reporting some area fire departments will open their doors on April 28th and 29th to participate in Recruit New York, the annual recruitment effort spearheaded by the Firemen's Association of the State of New York. The weekend event offers members of the public the opportunity to find out what it means to be a volunteer firefighter. Firefighters will conduct firehouse tours, demonstrate firefighting techniques, and answer questions to generate interest and appreciation for what their members do. Some local volunteer fire departments participating in Recruit New York this weekend include the Chatham Fire Department, the Columbia County Volunteer Firefighters Association, Coxsackie Hose No. 3, Freehold Volunteer Fire Company, Hunter Fire Company No. 1, and the Taconic Volunteer Fire Company. A full list of participating companies and additional information is available at recruitnewyork.org. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 46 degrees. It will be clear Friday night with a temperature low around 31. Now your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Saturday night, clear with a low around 31. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 29. Sunrise today was at 6.05 a.m., and the sun will set at 7.42 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 42 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 20th day of April 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.